Children and young adults consume a lot of online media, but books are still an important window into the world. But just how inclusive is this window? Last year, Lee and Lowe Books, an independent publisher of children's and young adult literature, surveyed publishers across the country. Their survey found that only 5% of children's authors are Black. Most books in colleges and universities are written by white authors. Next, we'll hear from a woman who is helping more Black authors, especially Black men, get their work published. Ardre Ordee is using an initiative called the 100 Seeds of Promise to bring these stories to market. Ordee spoke with our associate producer, Eric Douglas, by Zoom.
Tell me, first off, why you think it's important for the Black community and specifically Black men to tell their own stories.
You know, it's imperative that Black people have the opportunities to tell our own stories, because for so many years, you know, much of what we've been told about ourselves has been dictated by, you know, others. And so we are now at a point where the top has absolutely been pulled off to engage in meaningful conversations about racism, meaningful conversations about, you know, social injustice and economic oppression. And right now, it's critical that we chronicle our experiences according to what we are experiencing.
Tell me about the 100 Seeds of Promise initiative.
I recognize that there was a huge deficit in the publishing industry when it came to books that were written by Black men. My clientele was thriving, and it was primarily consisting of Black women. So I thought, okay, Black men are not publishing their books at the same rates, and understanding the hierarchy of the publishing industry, that Black books are not favored in ways that books from, you know, written by other authors are, then I need to do something. And so that something for me was just using what I had in my hands right in front of me to be impactful. And so that was how 100 Seeds of Promise was birthed. I decided that I wanted to make a commitment to ensure that at minimum 100 Black men became published authors with everything that I could do to make it happen.
You were already consulting with Black women. So sure. Black women were already publishing, but you were seeing a real deficit in Black men publishing. That's interesting.
If, you know, we had just say 50 books that were being published, we could guarantee that at least 43 of those would be by Black women. Hmm. And so that was very concerning to me.
So how do we change the publishing industry in the grander scheme?
Starts with acknowledging the discrepancies. When you think about the New York Times bestsellers list, and you think about who is on that list and who those authors are, you know, it's plain to see that, wow, there is a disparity, you know, in the representation that is there. And when you look at what Black authors are doing for themselves, when you look at a company like 13th and Joan, we think very much outside of the box. Our goal is not always, you know, being listed by the powers that be specifically. It's about making sure that our authors understand how to make money from their books, how to leverage their careers as authors to jumpstart other streams of revenue and income for themselves and their families. So, you know, there's a larger discussion. We could spend the whole day talking about it, but I'm glad that we are bringing that to the forefront, because there's definitely things that should be addressed in the publishing industry.
In West Virginia, the Black community has a double problem. They're also Black in a predominantly, overwhelmingly white state or community. How do you break through that secondary level of challenge?
My message has become more profoundly focused on documenting our stories for us, so that the end goal of being accepted or feeling the need to win, you know, certain prizes as a result of said book is not necessarily the prize. You know, the prize becomes your ability to create new income because you've documented your story and spoken your truth. The prize becomes making sure that the generations that come after you have access to information, have access to blueprints of how to live life, of how to overcome, of how to learn, of how to grow, of how to evolve. The prize becomes documenting your existence and recognizing that that book and those words atop paper are your I was here moment.
Is there anything we haven't talked about? Anything you want to touch on?
We have a responsibility to write about this era that we are experiencing. This is the rent that we pay for being here. And so, you know, I'm really, really on a crusade to encourage people to write right now, you know, because this is a time that someone will need to understand better. This is a time that someone will need to know we did make it to the other side. This is a time where someone will need to just write to make sense of it all and to maintain sanity. As much as we don't talk about it, we are all traumatized and we are in need of, you know, tools to overcome and to cope. And so writing does that as well. So free your mind. I always say, you know, the paper always listens.
That was author and publisher Ardrey Ordee speaking with Eric Douglas.